if you're thinking about buying your first home, especially in a limited inventory market, there's some things you may want to avoid. These are some of the worst homes that first-time homebuyers could buy. Pick the right size. When you're looking at your first home, especially during a time when we have a limited inventory market, you may be thinking that you're forced to settle into something that's not necessarily the best idea. The truth is, what you want to do is find something that's going to be the right size for a good period of time. That means you don't want to go too small or too big. Finding something that you can grow into is probably not a bad idea, but don't go so large that you're not going to grow into it for the next 5 years. On the flip side, if you're thinking it might be a little tight right now and you may be looking at having children in the future, you might outgrow that a little bit faster than you think. Focusing on finding the right thing is kind of hard, especially when there's not a lot of options available, but making sure you find something the right size is definitely a mistake that you don't want to make. The money pit. All right, once again, I'm going to blame this one on HGTV. Everybody thinks they're a weekend warrior and able to go in and fix up any house they want just by sprinkling on some paint and putting down some carpet. The truth is, when you're looking for your first home, you don't want to take on a project that's too big because you may get yourself in over your head and find out that it's going to take a lot more than you thought. Make sure when you're looking for the first place that you're wanting to buy, you find something that may have a few cosmetic updates you want to make, but you're not going to have to go in and completely rewire or replumb a house. The maintenance monster. When you're looking for your first home, you may be tempted to find something that's completely awesome and will blow your friends' minds. The truth is, homes with lots of landscaping, pools, or even hot tubs are going to require a lot more maintenance than you may be thinking. If your time is limited and you don't have time to spend on weekends working on those kind of things, you may want to reconsider those properties before you purchase. The up-and-comer. In an ideal world, when you're buying your first home, you're probably going to stay there for a little while. A lot of people, on the other hand, are looking at the aftermarket value once they find it, flip it, and then try to sell it. A lot of people want to time the market and find an up-and-coming area where they can buy something, do some improvements, and then turn around and sell it for a profit later. Truth is, not all up-and-coming areas actually turn into profitable purchases. Make sure you're doing plenty of research if your primary focus is trying to maximize your investment on a home. If you're just looking for a place to live, maybe look for some other area where you might be finding something that's going to maintain its value. The screaming deal. Congratulations, you found a screaming hot deal on a house. Probably a reason for that. If you find something that's priced too good to be true, oftentimes it actually is. Make sure you're doing your research and finding out why it's such a great price before you put in that offer. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my station to stay up to date with everything I post. Also, you can check me online on facebook.com/TheAaronAdvantage or on Twitter @AaronAdvantage.